First name Carrie, last name Blanton, date of birth 11/02/95, date of encounter 07/01/25, history of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic today with a, and this came to the area, she's got tardive dyskinesia from unknown medication she was taking. She has been seeing a neurologist. Her sister's in the room for history. She also sees a gastroenterologist, psychiatrist, and has a case manager assigned to her case. She is disabled, lives with her sister, who takes care of her as her caregiver. She was just released from the hospital for an anxiety attack. Approximately 2 weeks prior, she was released from in-hospital mental health facility with continued anxiety and depression. At this time, sister wants to establish care as well as request ferritin levels due to patient bruising. As noticed while in the room, patient's tardive dyskinesia has caused multiple incidences of contact with the wall of arms, shoulders, neck, back, and legs, approximately where the bruisings are located throughout her body. She's not constipated or diarrhea, and sister says that she eats appropriately. Next paragraph, medical history, depression, anxiety, tardive dyskinesia. Next, surgical history, multiple C chart. Next is drug allergies to ibuprofen. Next, social history, no report to ETOH or tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical exam, patient is awake and alert. Times three, EENT exams within normal limit, make a supplement and lymphadenopathy. Respiratory system is breast sounds clear, abdomen soft and non-tender. Cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. And skin shows multiple bruises throughout. Also noted spasms of upper and lower extremities that cause excessive movement, inability to sit still. Next, diagnosis, tardive dyskinesia, bruises, ecchymosis, plan. We'll coordinate with care manager what home DME is needed, and we'll also order a ferritin level at this time and follow up as needed. Patient's discharged in stable condition, advising follow up.